Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Mom! 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 Mommy! 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 Mama!
You're panicking!
Uh-huh! Join me, won't you?
I don't care if the entire cast of Eight is Enough comes out of there!
Is that chocolate or poop? Is that chocolate or poop?
It's chocolate.
What if that had been poop?
Oh, she's pregnant. We have a bunch of old pregnant bitches running around. That's crazy.
I'm not like a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
Be bad moms.
Oh, I'm in.
Bites?
Oh my gosh. Okay, this is exciting. I'm in.
Mom! Mommy! Mommy! Mama! Mama! Mama!
What?
Hi.
Fuck the wall. Bring me one.
Ready?
Yep.
Alrighty. It's recording day.
That was the quietest we've ever started.
I know, because I actually prompted you guys. I gave you a heads up that we were starting today. So welcome everyone to Mamas and Merlot, episode 32 already. Mm-hmm. I feel so like
it's a lot.
Like this is actually a thing. Like
we've been doing it's actually a thing. We've been doing
it. We have like a lot of episodes. Hi.
Nerdist has like 854 episodes.
Okay. I don't care about Nerdist. My name is Vanessa.
Yeah, we do. We all do care about Nerdist.
My name is Vanessa, and with me is, as always, Christy.
Hello.
And Stephanie.
Hello.
And full disclosure, David is here, but his microphone is off. So
he just went to pick up his mic, and Vanessa's like,
no.
But his microphone is off. And he like sadly placed it.
He's hanging out.
We have to go somewhere after this, yeah. Which is why he's hanging out.
So he may like pop on later, but he's here just like hanging out in the background.
He's playing Switch.
He's playing his Switch. Every man like a good dream,
like a good nerd should.
So yeah, so that is who's here today. Yay! That was our attendance, our roll call.
I like those jeans, Vanessa.
Thanks. They're from Old Navy, and I found them in my closet when I was cleaning it out. See, good things happen when you clean out your.
It's very true.
You always have good genes.
I know.
genetically too, as but well. I mean, but like
pants.
Like I'm
jeans
obsessed with
jeans. Do you need help over there? Are you okay?
No, I'm just trying to get closer to the table so that I can.
You're making a lot of
so
noise.
That I can't hear it, so excuse me. All right, guys. So, I wanted to share today's Tuesday. And our regular recording night is Friday.
Yeah, that went well.
What happened to our regular recording night, guy?
Last Friday, I fell asleep for about an hour before anybody showed up to my house. And I only woke up when Christy got here.
And then waiting for Steph, we watched about...
An hour? No.
Like two or three episodes of Parks and Rec.
Yeah,
I was running super late because, of course... I think I can do everything and I can podcast the day before an event.
Superwoman. Steph got here and...
We watched more Parks and Rec.
And when we finally got all set up to start recording, we looked at each other and we're like, yeah, no, we don't feel like doing this tonight. So we watched even more
Parks and Rec and called it a night.
Well, I don't know about we because someone, Stephanie, fell asleep on the couch.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Basically, so you didn't get to watch them. So
yeah,
I got to watch my episode again.
Again.
Well,
because it wouldn't affect you because you were sleeping.
Whatever.
So yeah, so that was our reason for being delayed. And hopefully if we don't go too late tonight, I can record tonight. I mean, I can edit tonight.
Yay.
But good, because Mother's Day has passed.
Yes, so yes. We can talk about Mother's Day. So how was everyone's Mother's Day?
It was good.
It was surprisingly good.
Well, it was good.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
So
sorry.
I'll go first and I'll give my details then. Neri left, like, he had to travel for work and he left on...
I was going to say, don't that's not a good, like, intro. Neri just left the day before Mother's Day.
He left me on Mother's Day. I mean, what a dick. He had to leave for work and he left the day before Mother's Day. So we actually, like, did Mother's Day gifts and stuff on Saturday. So the kids got me some beautiful roses, and they got me a cute Mickey and Minnie Mouse purse that I love. And the kids wrote in my card, and they keep trying to steal my card because it's Snoopy and it's a pop-up card, and I keep fighting with them because they want to play with it. I'm like, if you break my fucking Mother's Day card, I'm going to bust some heads. And I had to hide it because they keep wanting to play with it.
So, yeah. Sounds right.
So it was nice. It was really sweet.
Aww.
That was my simple Mother's Day. Oh, and then Neri left and left his passport here, made me drive all the way up to Fort Lauderdale to take him his passport. So that was my icing on the
cake. Vanessa, was that the first time that's happened?
No.
Why does he have like a bag with everything? Just leave it in the bag.
Neri? That involves logic.
Neri, leave it in the bag.
Seriously.
Just leave it in the bag.
Next time I see it out, I'm just going to put it in his bag. Because I'm not doing that shit again.
No, but then you'll get the call from the airport. Oh my God, I didn't grab my passport. Look in the bag.
It's in the bag.
What's in the bag?
I'm going to be like Rosita from Sing, the pig mommy, where she can like record herself saying, your keys are in your jacket pocket. And he finds the keys in his jacket pocket.
That's genius, by the way.
It's super.
I was impressed.
All right, Christy. Mother's Day?
My Mother's Day was, I said, pretty decent. We did like a Mother's Day lunchish thing on Saturday, like just really simple. We went out to Outback to eat, just me and my mommy, Jeff and Nathan. And then on actual Mother's Day, we woke up in the morning and I got all my presents from Jeff and from Nathan. And Nathan actually like handed me my gift, which was like good because he's actually like doing that now.
Like, before, he's not opening your gifts like my kids do?
No. He handed it to me. I opened it and then he was like, more. So then he wanted to open more gifts. Right. So I had to start I walked around the house and put toys inside of gift bags and just let him open the gift bags.
It's pretend holiday.
Yeah. So, because he wanted mama more presents. So, yeah, but I got like geeky stuff and it was great.
Yeah, your Alex and Annie bracelet was super cute.
Yeah, I need it.
Good job, Jeffrey.
Yeah, because Nathan,
I need one,
gave me a Mother's Day card about how I'm his superhero. And so I got one. An Alex and Annie.
David.
He's not paying attention.
He's not paying attention.
He is so zoned out.
I got you a bracelet for Mother's Day.
It's not a Wonder Woman.
It's not a Wonder Woman. Alex and Annie bracelet. Show her. Show him.
I didn't break. Sorry.
So I guess the five other ones that I bought you are.
But it's not Wonder Woman.
I didn't know the Wonder Woman one existed.
Which apparently it just came out.
And now we know.
Like
the more you know.
But my birthday's in 2 weeks.
Yep. But yeah, so I got an Alex and Annie Wonder Woman bracelet, and then I've got like some more geeky stuff. I got my Ravenclaw watch, which I was wearing today, which I'm not wearing now. Yeah, I took everything off when I got home.
Fuck this shit.
Yeah, some Star Wars stuff, my Ahsoka shirt, and my Empire stuff, so it was nice. And then we went over to my brother's house, hung out with there for a while, and then Jeff took Nathan because our timing with the families, we had double duty. So he took Nathan to his aunt's house in Weston to have lunch with his parents and grandmas and stuff like that. A nice day with my mom and my sister-in-law and the kids. So it was actually, funny enough, it worked out perfect because I got to relax for about 3 hours and not be on mom duty.
Right.
Yeah, so like my mom's
that's
day
perfect.
Was great because I didn't have to be a mom for about 3 hours.
That's a dream.
So I was like, I like this. Maybe we can work this out every year. I just want a couple of hours of just being able to sit by a pool with a glass of wine.
I saw a meme. that was like what the Mother's Day hangover when you wake up the day after Mother's Day and you realize all the shit that you didn't do because you were quote unquote taking a break is waiting for you on Monday. Yep. I was like, yup, that is a real thing. Oh, and I forgot, on actual Mother's Day, I went with my mom and my brother, and we went to the beach.
We went
to North Beach. That was really fun. Oliver had a fucking blast.
Yeah, the pictures.
He looked like
he did, because usually I take the kids to like Cannon Park or Matheson Hammock, where the water is really flat, really still. So like, and it's always really shallow. So of course, it's perfect for the little ones. But when you went to North Beach, so there was more waves and current. And first, he was terrified. But once he got over it, he was loving life and was like, look at these waves, and like jumping, and he didn't want to be held, but then he was scared, so then I had to hold him, but he like wanted to be facing out, and the waves kept hitting him in the face, and he swallowed like half the ocean, but he loved it. Like, he had so much fun. So thank God the water wasn't as rough. I was terrified that if the water was too rough, we wouldn't have been able to get in the water with the kids, but it was perfect for them.
Oh my God, before Steph says hers for a second. So when my kid did come back, my brother decided that I am paranoid and that grabbed my child and like wouldn't let me anywhere near him and was with him in the pool.
So if he thinks you're paranoid, yeah, and keeping your child away from you is supposed to make it better?
Oh no, that's what he does, because my brother is trying to give me a nervous breakdown. So he wouldn't let me get near the kid.
It's a brother thing, apparently.
Yeah, it is. And he had him in the water with him,
mm-hmm,
so that my kid could get like confidence in the water. I'm like, I don't want him confident in the water. I want him terrified and in the edge so that he stays away from it all. Like, he's scared to jump in. Yes, that's good. Let's leave it like that.
Well, that's why like in a couple of weeks my two are gonna start swimming lessons.
Yeah, I need
because they have no fear, so I need to give them the skills to back up the no fear.
Yeah, Nathan had no fear before, but he's now gained a little bit of respect.
Yeah.
So yeah, let me know actually, because maybe we can put them in the same class.
Okay. But well, we can talk about it off air. Yeah, but the place I go to does like private one-on-one lessons.
Ooh, that's even better.
It's better for the little ones.
Yeah. Or we can ask Manny.
Or that.
Yeah, that's the company that I go to.
Oh, well,
yeah. That works too. My Mother's Day was good. I got a gift like a week ahead of time. And
well, that's right, you did.
Yeah, we saw that one.
And
that one was beautiful. Nair, you should talk to Dave about that.
Yeah, Jeff talked to Dave because that was really pretty and I want one.
So he had actually gotten me something similar to that the Mother's Day that I was pregnant with Lincoln,
mm-hmm,
from the same company.
Okay.
Tawdry Jewelry. Look at them on Instagram. They're great. Tawdry.com.
We are not sponsored by them.
We're not, but hey, that's really they're awesome. I mean, they're local, so if you want to
send me free stuff,
we're gonna send them an email.
Yeah, we'll send them an email. So yeah, and then David bought me tickets to go see The King and I, and it was really good. And then he took me to my favorite restaurant after, and we wasted $4 on an Uber that we didn't need.
That was a fun story.
But, you know, whatever. And then apparently I don't drop pins correctly.
Well, yeah, No.
You do.
No.
You did it right. You just forgot the last step.
So, Christy thinks that Uber's going to kill somebody.
Because Christy's paranoid about everything.
I'm paranoid.
According to her brother, she's paranoid.
I'm paranoid.
No, according to more than just Willie.
I know. I was trying to give her the benefit of the doubt.
So, Steph decides to send us a pin and say, I am here and
we're getting an Uber
just in case. I wake up the next morning to that text and nothing else after. Okay, see, the way this works, Stephanie, is when you arrive,
when you get to your final destination, that you are now safe and sound. That was really deep. Then you drop another pin. I'm home. You don't even drop another pin. Hey guys, I'm home safe. That was more than enough.
I didn't realize how close the restaurant was to the theater. Like, literally, I knew it was on the same street, but I thought there were like more blocks in between where like walking would have been really seemed like a good one of those things that seems like a good idea on the way up, but then on the way back, not so much.
Right.
I thought it was going to be like that, so I'm like, oh, whatever, we'll just take an Uber. Like, it's not going to be more than like $5 or $6. It was $4.13. But Biscayne Boulevard, when there's something happening in the theater and there's something going on at the arena, they shut down Biscayne Boulevard.
Asses.
And the show, there was, you know, The King and I was there at the theater, and then there was a concert at the arena. So all of Biscayne Boulevard was shut down, and they had to do like an ass backwards thing and couldn't find, like, drop us off in front of the restaurant. Anyway, so we ended up walking about the same distance from where the guy dropped us off. But whatever, it was fine. It was $4.
Well, I'm glad you survived your crazy Uber.
Again, yeah. When you get home or when you get to your destination. Granted, I was asleep and missed the original pin drop.
Yeah, so what were you going to do? Batman, come save me, but if someone abducted
awake.
Me?
But listen, I was awake.
If shit would have gone down, she would have called me.
Yeah, I could have been like, hey, something's going on. But then I fell asleep like 5 minutes after she said
my friends are so concerned. You see,
I was concerned.
I drop pins and nobody fucking cares.
I was supposed to stay awake. It was like past midnight. I'm supposed to stay awake till she's like, I'm home. Had I tried to stay awake till you got home, I'd still be awake because you still haven't texted me that you're home, bitch. It's been 5 days.
And listen, if our listeners did hear
I saw you
episode,
yesterday.
I know.
If they heard our last episode, I don't know if we mentioned it at the end of the recording, that when we tried...
No, we didn't.
Okay, FYI, mamas, we tried to do the sleepover, and by like 1 a.m., we were
done. Oh my God, we were so done.
We're so old, guys. Exhausted.
It's so sad.
No, but we were up till 2. We were up till 2, because
by the time we got in bed and stuff, it was like 2.
And then what time were we awake, Stephanie?
Listen,
what time did your alarm go off, Christy?
Well, that was your fault, not mine. Your alarm was going off.
And Despacito
was playing by like every fucking... There was like...
Because the song is shit, all right? Like, that song
the
is
song
weird.
Is good, but I don't need to hear it 14 times at 8 o'clock in the morning. Number one. Yes, number two, that room was designed to kick you out
at your checkout time. Oh my God, yes.
Because at 8:30... The lights just turn on. It's a smart room, so the lights just turned on. And then we're like, how the fuck did this happen? Like, and then at 11, when we had gotten a half hour, so generous half hour extension on our checkout time, we were just like sitting watching TV just because we didn't want to leave.
Yeah.
And
because why? And then why the would TV, we want to leave?
At 11 on the dot. Shuts off.
Reboots completely.
Completely.
Kicked us out of Netflix.
What the fuck, Hilton?
Because we were watching.
Because we were watching.
There's a pattern.
Parks and
here.
Rec is taking over my life. Okay, wait. Before we go any further.
Oh, yeah.
We need to talk about today's wine brought to us today by Stephanie, but it is a listener recommendation.
Yes, Diana.
Thank you, Diana, for sending this in. I know you sent it in a while ago, and we've just kind of been a little lazy on our listener recommendations. But today we're drinking the Josh Sellers Merlot. If I'm not mistaken, I think Diana recommended the Cab.
Yeah.
So they had both, but I said... that the next time I was going to bring wine, I would bring a Merlot.
Yeah, because I think like the last 10 episodes
I almost brought Spanish wine, but then I was like, no, I said I was going to bring a Merlot.
So we're doing, okay, we'll call this like a half a listener recommendation because it's the right brand. It's just the wrong type of wine. So Josh Sellers Merlot. Merlot. And that's what we're drinking today. So far, I think two thumbs up all around.
I really like it, actually.
Yeah. So it's a little bit pricier. It's about $15 a bottle, so it's a little bit pricier than we normally get. But you know, that's cool.
Where'd you get it from?
I was annoyed on Friday because I was running.
That's a good store.
I was like running super late, so that I'm like, you know what? I'm like walking the store, and I was like, you know, I'm not going to buy a fucking cheap wine today. I want, like, I'm going to splurge a little bit and get, like, a $15 or $20 bottle because I want some good wine.
Good choice.
And the only thing, as I've stated in the 3 minutes it takes me to get to Vanessa's house, is we literally live off of the same street. There is nothing. There's, like, two places to go.
Was this from CVS Imas?
This is not from CVS Imas. This is from Navarro. And that Navarro at 8 o'clock or 8:30 on a Friday night.
Is popping. Ladies, leave your man at home.
Well, what?
So I'm being asked and scrolling on Facebook. And you know how they have, like, in this house and then, like, a bunch of rules?
Right.
In this house, we are unagi. We know the real world sucks, but we still love it. Wait. We know that some cats are smelly, and when we move furniture, we yell pivot. And when we write a letter, we always use front and back. It's nice to share food unless it's a turkey sandwich. Always be there for each other, even if the rain does start to fall, unless there's humidity. Love each other like lobsters, even if you were on a break. When traveling, always check for a phalange unless you were in a Porsche. We may not always be good at giving advice, but at least we can help with a sarcastic comment. You may not know that we know, you know, we know. But in this house, we do friends. I'm like, oh, I love
that. I like that. I saw a Star Wars one today, too.
We had a geek one that we made ourselves that I need to print out. Yeah, because we ended up, it didn't come out exactly how I planned. But now that I have my fun little cameo, I can make it. Yeah, because I did it before without anything.
You should do that.
I should.
Totally do that.
But I'm trying to find the Star Wars one that I found.
Yeah.
But yeah, anyway.
Okay, so since there's a little lull in the conversation.
I found it.
Oh, damn it.
Okay. In this house, we use the force. There is no try. We are scruffy looking nerf herders. We find our lack of faith. We find your lack of faith disturbing. We know that there's no moon and that these aren't the droids you're looking for. Laugh it up, fuzzball. You are no good to me, dead. We say, I love you and I know, and I am your father, because in this house we do Star Wars.
I saw that one yesterday, I think.
I like that. Really
cute. Anyway.
Alright.
Are we in a second bottle already?
Yeah, almost. There's a little bit left in here.
Yay.
But Hang on. All right, your mic's on. We need to talk about the day before Mother's Day.
So, as we were discussing the night of before Mother's Day, we're not done with Stephanie's Mother's Day yet because we haven't even reached Sunday. But so there's something she missed from Saturday.
Mother's Day Eve, as it were.
Hashtag
Mother's Day Eve.
Pinga Blanca.
What did you say? But,
hashtag Pinga Blanca. And I need to give all of the credit / blame to Jeffrey.
For that hashtag?
Yeah.
For the whole reason the story happened is Jeffrey's fault / credit.
I have not heard before.
No, this all happened in text message.
I hate you all because when I get like super in the middle of something and I'm 85.
Well, who tells you to skip the chat?
I'm 85 down and I'm just like, Jeff, tell me, is anything good? Nope, nothing happened. Like, mother effer.
Stop listening to him. It's all good.
I stopped listening to him like before we got married.
The chat is also popping.
The chat.
I
haven't written anything down.
Had a special client on Saturday. That client was David's cousin. Her mom and her hired me to do her bridal shower. She's having an out of town destination wedding. That not a lot of people can make, so she had her bridal shower local. So not only was I working, I also had to like be a participant, but I was so tired from working the night before and the morning of the shower that I went into the guest room at his grandmother's house, which has like a pull-out couch, but I didn't even like pull out the bed. I just like fell asleep on the sofa. And then eventually David's sister joined me, David's aunt, and his mom. Just kind of all like trickled in the room. We just like sat around and started talking.
Oh, so this wasn't like at a table?
No.
Yeah, I was imagining you guys sitting at a round table.
Yes, I was imagining that this was happening at a table.
So there's couches and chairs in this room, and his mom was sitting like right next to me, his sister on the other side of me, and his aunt in a chair, like an armchair across from us.
Okay.
So
some of the most important women in David's life were all sitting in the same room.
Correct.
Okay.
We all belong to Apple Family Share, and so we have we can see all each other's movies, and so the running joke is that I only buy movies that
pre-1980s,
that are
pre-1960s. Don't kid yourself.
That are relatively old. And
there's fedoras in all of his.
There's
I was giving him the 70s.
There might be something to that, I forgot what movie it was we were talking about. I said I hadn't gotten around to seeing it.
For people that know or don't know what the penis game is, it's basically when you take the word penis and you substitute it into movie titles. So we were doing that, but with like the Spanish version of like the Spanish dirty word. For
is that
penis.
What we were doing in the chat?
It's being, yeah. Isn't okay. This is what they were doing. They were replacing it. It only got like two or three deep because
yeah, that's
then
why I was
all
like,
of
I don't
this
understand.
Happened.
I don't remember
so
that.
So one of verga better than pinga?
I've never heard that one.
It's more like other people that speak better Spanish than we do.
Like Colombian?
Yeah, probably.
Nika say turca and that word grosses me
out. No, I like verga. And the only reason I know
verga is a lot better than turca.
The only reason I know it is because it was one of my sorority sisters from college. Her nickname was La Verga de Fuego.
Nice.
Because, no, but it actually is because
classy
we went.
Classy AF.
Well, we went to
it's
a
better than the Iron Cock Shredder of Barney.
because we went to like a sex store and they actually had a
it was a sex store. Or it was a sex toy store because a sex store
the one right next to Sandbar. In the Grove.
That's a sex toy store.
That's not really a sex store.
Yeah, they sell sex toys, but they don't sell sex. That's illegal.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah. Sex toy store.
The guy that does my hair works in the store next door.
Is that where I'm going to go?
That's where you said the Aveda? Or no, is that the Aveda?
Yeah.
Oh, Scott's at the Aveda?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
When Steph and I were 17 years old, we used to jump into Condoms USA all the time and think that we were so cool.
Oh, everybody thought we were so cool.
It's fucking called Condom USA. Like, you can't not go in there.
Yeah.
Well, we, again, college, like 18, 19 year olds, we went in there and there was
That store's been there forever.
Yeah, man, forever. Thanks.
That store's been there since the 30s?
Yes.
I remember that store from when I was like 12 years old. Yeah, and my parents would force us to go with them to the Grove. And I'm
like, oh my
God, your parents did that too. So yeah.
Like, I don't want to be here.
Yes, my parents did that shit too.
You were 12? Oh, that sounds about right. 18.
I just picked 12. I really didn't do the math.
But yeah, so there was a dildo named La Verga de Fuego, and she just was mesmerized and read the entire back package, and she has memorized it.
Well, there
I think my favorite dildo name is the Great American Challenge.
Oh, that's what I was going to say. At Playthings, not far from here, there's when you go into like the section behind the curtain, there's a dildo there called the Great American Challenge. It's literally, it's probably like 10 inches around and like 17 inches tall. It's ridiculous.
That seems dangerous.
It's purple. It's like translucent purple.
I thought it was like red, white, and blue.
I thought it was translucent purple.
It's called the Great American Challenge.
Can I name this episode the Great American Challenge?
Sure, go ahead. I think we found that
you would know better than I would.
So anyway, getting back to
because it's her best friend.
I can't remember exactly.
We digress.
I can't remember exactly what Neri had dropped that first title, and I don't remember what it was.
It's not really relevant.
Probably not.
It's but not then relevant to
Jeff
the
story. Dropped Binga Blanca, like replacing
Casablanca,
but replacing
Casa with Binga.
And then Dave was like, oh my God, I'm going to start sending you black and white
Jeffrey suggested that I should only send black and white dick pics and therefore should call myself Binga Blanca.
Exactly. And lo and behold,
Don't dare him.
This is the thing that you need to realize about David. He never, in the 14 years that we have been together, have I ever seen him back down from a dare.
Hence the pink pubes from like episode 4.
Exactly. If it was even a dare. It was just a suggestion.
No, it was just a brilliant idea.
It was just a suggestion.
Yeah, totes brilliant.
And I'm in the middle of like writing back to the group chat as I see the text like pop up from Hubs, and I knew what it was, but then I just tapped over quickly, forgetting that my mother-in-law is sitting right next to me.
Oh, so then this is your fault, really?
It really is.
It's really not my fault.
It really is your fault.
Nobody forced you to do this.
Nobody had the safety.
No one forced her to look at
She should have the safety to open text messages.
Her husband?
I don't have... text messages, when they pop up, it says iMessage. It doesn't even have, like, the preview of the message or the preview of the picture.
That's on you.
No, because I don't want people to see my
shit. Right, I guess.
If that would have popped up, your mom would have seen it regardless. So it's a tiny little thumbnail.
When it's a picture.
With the intention of, I hate having like the notification.
Right.
So with the intention of like, I'll just click into it and then click back. Because also when you have it on iMessage, it doesn't show you like, it doesn't tell you if it's a text or a picture. It just shows you that it's a message.
iMessage, yeah.
So I was like, okay, it's probably a dick pic, but maybe it's not. You know, whatever. Because he was home with Link. And I clicked over, and it was a black and white dick pic. I tried to switch over
again.
I tried to switch over as quickly as I could, but at that point it was too late.
And dun dun dun!
I'm sure she just got like a teeny like glance of it, but it was enough for like this whole reaction in the room.
She had a loud reaction.
Like, yeah, she was like, "Oh my God, what is that?" And I was like,
what did you say?
Nothing.
You said nothing?
What am I going to say?
That is your son's penis. Yes.
You could have just said he likes to send me like random internet strange just to be like,
that's
funny.
Even weirder.
That is weirder.
Yeah, that's weirder.
That is weirder.
Like he sends me random other guys' dicks. Yeah, that's a little
bit weirder. But it's like free. You could have told it was a cucumber like your husband suggested.
No, that was Jeffrey.
Oh, that was Jeffrey that suggested.
All these suggestions were Jeff's.
What about it was an art pic?
It was very artistic.
He's
actually
taking an art class.
It was very artistic.
Sad penis.
I didn't want to spend time framing a picture. I just took.
He just changed the filter. The last
dick pic I sent you, I just made it black and white and sent it over to you.
Look what you did to them.
I did it to myself.
And the fact that she said, I broke myself, broke me. So his mom immediately sends him a text.
Would you like me to read it?
Yes, sure.
Yes, oh my God, please. No, there's a, like, she like
yes like yeah. yes
so, so wait, does everybody in the room I respond, know this
yes because I have the same reaction I always have to the dick pics is you know whatever and his sister is so used to like him sending me dick pics that she like was now? Like oh did you get a dick pic like no big deal but his aunt who is not even like really his aunt it's his great aunt but she's like super cool and super fun so she was like what's going on like super into it his mom's like traumatized and so then she
Ello was there
yes it was Ello
oh my
It wasn't. It
Your
wasn't Dothy.
It
was Ellie.
She changed
it. Was
it. Ellie.
Yes, but his mom hasn't seen it since he was probably like 2 or 3 years old.
And I was fully Lies. Erect.
I'm pretty sure he lived until how long did you live at home?
22.
Yeah, she saw it before.
I'm sure she's seen it since.
She saw it since.
Yeah, but I don't think that she.
Not with a hard on.
I don't think that. Yeah, exactly. I don't think she's seen it. Like
I was in the pool, standing at attention.
Exactly.
So wait, what was the text? What was the text? What was the text?
She texted me and Steph together. She created.
Oh, you were on the.
Oh yes, yeah. I was in the group chat.
She said, "David, I'm appalled. I can't believe that you would send Stephanie that obscene photo."
And did you respond?
I absolutely did not.
No. So she's like, why does he do this? And I'm like, I mean, we're married. We've been together 14 years.
I mean, clearly it works.
Like, we have a child. Like, you know that this is a thing, right? And she was like, and then her daughter, my sister-in-law, was like, oh, please, because you and dad have never sent each other anything. And so whatever.
I like that she defended her brother.
His sister.
We have each other.
They really do. They fight like no other brother and sister I've ever seen, like including mine and my brother that we're like nuts. But that
love is for real.
That they like, it doesn't matter. When they were little, David, they were in Disney with their grandparents, and David really wanted to wear his Ninja Turtle pajama to the park. But his grandmother told him that he couldn't wear a pajama to the park, as most grandmothers will do. Mm-hmm. And then he lied to his grandmother and told her that it was a costume. And she was like, David, it's not a costume. And then his sister was like, no, it's a costume. Like, he can wear it. It's a costume. It's not a pajama. And they let him wear his Ninja Turtle.
Oh, I like that.
Pajamas.
I hope Oliver and Sophie are like that. So, I like that a lot.
No, they're like Irish twins, though. They're like 16 months apart or something like that. So they're like ride or die. So like they'll always like defend each other. Like
good, I like that.
Where the parents have the united front, the siblings have the united front. If you just sent me a dick,
I am sitting right next to you.
How could I have sent you when I'm sitting right next to you?
You have a storage of them.
Yeah, he's got like stocked ones. Yep, one image attachment. I'm just going to delete it. Actually, it's the same one he sent me.
Artsy.
It's the last one I had. It was Vanessa's idea.
It was. I sent it in the big family chat. I was like, hey, send her one right now.
I almost send it in the chat. I was like, oh, I'm going to send it right now because Facebook has the little picture thing. Yeah. I'm like, oh, let me just send it. And then I was halfway there. I'm like, Wait a second.
That is not what I asked for. That is really
I'm
not
just
going to
wait for the day that David's dick becomes the picture of the day on the chat on Facebook.
Well, it's Nary's naked ass right now. So
No. I mean, like half a step away.
Would you like me to make it?
No.
I mean the fake. You know how like they have that new feature that when you post a picture it says, "Would you like to make this part of your picture of
a
day?"
Oh, right.
I expect Dave one day to just fuck up and put it there, and then all of a sudden we're all just like, "Make it the picture of the
day." I have.
It'll become the picture for the chat.
I will.
Listen, I'm already traumatized by Nary's like.
I did fuck up once. And
it's an amazing picture, though. I got to give you credit for that one.
It is a very good picture. I didn't mean to do this, but I had an Android phone. This is obviously before I had an iPhone.
Boo,
and when you would click on the message app, sometimes you would click on a message on a thread, but then the phone would rearrange the message order. It was very, very strange. So I clicked on Stephanie, and I just went ahead and sent the picture. Lo and behold, I clicked on it, and it had rearranged in the process, and I ended up sending the picture to someone else.
Who is this someone else?
What do you mean the message is rearranged? Like, your most current message was at,
yeah,
at
so
the top?
Like,
that's why Android sucks.
I almost just showed you this right now. So, like, when you're looking at your messages, uh-huh, right? If I were to click on the message with Stephanie,
uh-huh,
the phone would decide, okay, this is not the correct order, and then it would rearrange whatever,
all the threads,
right? Yeah, it would rearrange all the threads. So then you would click on it, and then unless you were carefully examining what the name at the top was, you would think, okay, well, I am now texting this person. So I actually ended up texting Raul's Christie a picture of my penis. You remember this?
No, I don't.
This was years ago.
I don't remember this.
I texted you. I'm like, oh my God, I did not mean to do this. I'm so very sorry. I texted her then boyfriend. I am so, he had to have been asleep. Like, I'm really sorry. This just happened. I texted her back realizing that I had to tell her something. And I said, please just ignore that picture. And I mean, what was done was done. So.
Wow.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, whatever. So anyway. So, and then, of course, the first thing I did in response to his picture is go back into our group chat, be like, thank you for sending that while your mother and your sister are sitting on either side of me and your aunt is across the room from me. And then the chat exploded.
Of course it did.
I think I was napping.
And all the guys.
I think you were, because you weren't texting us. Like, because
we came back from lunch and then fell asleep and I fell asleep.
Neri had the brilliant idea to want me to ask my mother-in-law what, like, how it compared in
to your father
to my father-in-law's, and I was like,
Neri was on fire.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Dude, I was sitting in my mom's house, like, with my mom and the kids. I'm like, I need to tell my mom the story. I need to know her reaction. But I was like, I don't want to tell my mom the story about my friends. Like, I think I'll just keep it to myself. But I needed somebody to talk to about it. Well,
what did your mother say?
No, I didn't tell her.
Oh,
I was like, I don't know how to tell my mom that. My friend sends his junk to my other friend.
It should have been, Mom, what would you do?
You know what? Maybe I'll ask her sometime this week and then we'll talk about it next week.
Yeah, ask her, like, what do you think of couples sending?
No, because then she's going to think that I'm talking about myself.
Mommy, you know a friend of mine, her husband sends her pictures. I was thinking,
her mom knows who we are.
Yeah, no, you can just tell her it was us.
No!
Mommy, I read online. You know, people crazy on the internet, Mama.
Vanessa, I used to, like, be at her house, like, every weekend. Absolutely not.
I know. After we started dating, we both were at her house almost every weekend. I think I saw Scream for the first time at your house.
You can be like, Mommy.
Oh, we saw.
Saw. That's what it was.
Yeah. You can be like, Mommy, I was listening to a podcast, and did you know that, like, sending, like, pictures of people's body parts is, like, a thing
for
couples?
Do some research. You guys ask your moms what they think about this. I want to know what Julia has to say about this.
My mother's going to be like,
ask them if they would, can we ask them if Julia they would like to see your husband's
people
Tinder?
I totally want it. Well, I know there's, like, a Silver Foxes thing. Like, it's a 15.
Can we put her on Tinder?
I've been wanting to for the longest time.
Let's put her on something.
We need to. There's, like, one, like, a silver, like, of over 50, like, dating site thingy.
Let's do it.
I think we
isn't
should.
It, isn't it?
Let's get Julia boyfriend.
Isn't there one called "It's Our Time"?
Yes,
that's what it is.
That's
what
it is. Yes, that is what
we
it's called.
Totally make my mom a profile.
We should totally should.
Coming soon. On
I highly
Mama's
support
Merlot.
This. This is going to be like an experiment.
Yes, coming soon on Mama's and Merlot.
How old people date?
Putting my mom on Tinder.
She goes on a date. She needs to come on the podcast and talk about it.
Yes.
Oh my God,
that would be amazing. She needs a boyfriend. She's kind of, even though she's kind of in this point that, like, she wants, like, just, like, a friend to go to, like, the movies with and stuff like that. That's not going to try to hit on her. So she has to find a gay best friend. So she just finds, like, an old gay dude.
That would be cool.
No, we can find her, like, a boyfriend. So that way she can, like, also get laid.
Well, she has this whole, like, she has, like, she is attracted to people, but she, like, all the, like, fade old guys that are really nice, like, end up, like, befriending her. But my mom, okay, my mother's ideal man. Let's put it this way.
Some of those guys have money. Or, hold on, we get her a younger guy.
Nah.
No, she needs somebody with money.
She needs somebody with money.
Clearly, we're jaded.
Wait, hold on. Maybe we get her a younger guy for, like, a second to, like, get her groove back, and then we get her the old.
Not Stella.
Shouldn't she work her way back up to a younger guy?
Has she dated anybody since your father?
Yeah, she was like with somebody for a long time, and then like she's like dated a couple people, but like the last like couple guys that she's like dated have been from like her senior center and stuff like that, and they're like
feitos. I think Julie needs to come on the podcast.
Yeah, and they're like not feitos, but they're nice guys. But my mom's ideal men are basically Tom Selleck. Or
that is everyone's ideal.
Yes, yeah. Which is her not birthday me. Soulmate. Or and you have to help me because I fucking suck.
Richard. Seriously,
get out.
Yeah, which you have to help me because I suck at the last
Magnum
name.
PI.
the one from the ranch, Sam. Fill in the blank.
Oh, the guy that was also Phil on.
Yeah, it was also Phil on Grace, and, Grace Frankie. And Frankie.
I don't know what his name is. Though.
It's like he was in Tombstone.
So she likes like rugged.
The guy from
guys.
Ranch with like the mustache.
Likes,
like,
oh, I know who you're talking about.
It's not Sam Waters because that
Sam Waterston is
the other guy.
I can't remember his name. He's in the Big Lebowski.
Yes, like that, and he's on the ranch, which my mom loves the ranch. And when he showed up on Grace and Frankie, she's like, I might like this show again.
He's got the greatest voice.
Your mom would totally love Grace and Frankie.
She didn't like it at first because like she's like, yo no sé, this is like. There's, I don't know.
Esta vieja son tan pesada.
Well, not only that, like, but then, like, she's, like, a little bit, she's still in this world where she's, like, a little bit weirded out by, like, gay, like, interactions.
It's not
normalized for her.
Yeah. It's not at all. So, like, I'm working on her. I'm working on her. I've spent many years. And then she's,
yeah, she comes from the school of thought where, like, that. Even like, if you were, like, you didn't talk about it.
Yeah, and, like, she's not against people. She's just, like, not, like, 100% comfortable. So she's like, es extraño.
Sam Elliott. Like,
there it is, Sam Elliott. I was like, help me with the last name. I just know he's a Sam. Like, I can't remember what his last name is. But, yeah, but, like, she liked it. But then she was like, I don't know. And then, like, I started watching it. So then she started watching it with me. So it was like, I'll start watching stuff and she'll start watching it. And she's like, okay, this show's actually good. I'm like, yes, that's what happened with The Ranch. She was very disappointed when she realized that you could, like, binge a show. Like, she didn't get that. Like, when we finished
binging, with my mother-in-law, she was like,
mad at the end.
My mother-in-law, they saw the new season. And then she was like, okay, so where's the rest of it? I'm like, they just released it. You have to wait a year. I don't like this.
Yeah, because I started watching it because it was, oh, season 3 is on, so let me watch it. And she started liking it, so I was like, oh, I'll start from the beginning because I like The Ranch. We can watch it. So we put episode 1 on, and I just watched it with her the entire 3 seasons. And she was like, when's there more? And I go, they just released it. And she goes, I have to wait? I'm like, yeah. So every like once in a while, she'll come up to me. Is The Ranch out yet? I'm like, it's
the only show that I felt that way about on Netflix is Grace and Frankie. I can wait for Orange is the New Black. I can wait for House of Cards. I can wait for everything else.
I want Grace and Frankie.
Grace and Frankie. I watched the last episode of season 3.
The second one there.
Yeah, I was sad when when I saw that Grace and Frankie was like when
let Jeff buy it. Let Jeff buy it. Show Christy so what Jeff can buy it.
Little Shop of Horrors is on sale.
How much?
$10.
Jeff will buy it.
Tell Jeff to buy it.
Jeff. Buy it tomorrow. He'll buy it tomorrow. But yeah, like when you guys, because you guys started talking about Grace and Frankie first, and then I was like, I know I have to watch it. And then I started binging it, and then I was done, and I was like, wait, but you guys, that's when's the new season? That was the new season. Fuck. Like, I was so sad.
Wait. Oh, we were opening a second bottle.
Ooh. That was a nice sound.
That was a good foom.
So, David has traumatized. Where we left off is that last week on Glee, David traumatized
his poor mother.
His poor mother.
His poor mother who just had back surgery this week
with an artsy dick pic.
Who's been in and out of the hospital for the last couple of weeks.
Listen, I will not apologize for that picture because it is gorgeous. It's a beautiful artsy picture.
I have not seen this picture.
She should. She should be
proud that she made it.
She should be proud.
That she made it?
Yes.
Technically.
Well, that.
Why did you go with that line? Well, Mom, you made this.
Well,
I mean, Mom, don't you want to see how I turned out?
Don't you share pictures of my face with people all the time? Mina me.
I'm just so proud of this.
Share a picture of my best acid.
All terrible ideas. Oh, my God.
All right, I think I'm going to turn off his microphone now.
Genetically, it comes from the father, well, not the mother.
Thank you. And we're done.
That's the science. Okay, all right. Bye-bye.
See you next time.
Hang on. Okay.
Whee! Now go back to playing.
Go back to playing with Rich. Drink your wine.
Okay.
It's actually a very nice wine.
It is. I am enjoying it very much, though.
I have another story this week.
Okay.
If you guys
don't mind. Hi.
Go ahead.
So, yesterday, I woke up really early.
Which, FYI, to add before you start your story. Steph, what did Lincoln School give you for Mother's Day?
Oh.
Did I miss something?
Well.
That was a joke.
I woke up Monday, the day after Mother's Day.
Ah, see.
And I got up early to go to the bathroom, I think. I got up even before Dave got up, which is not a thing. And I was already up, so I'm like, I figured, let me start getting ready for the day. And I packed Link's lunch, and I'm like, oh, maybe I'll get like a head start on school or whatever. David leaves, my mom leaves, and then I go and I wake up Link. I give him breakfast and I get him dressed, and I'm on my way to get him dressed.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, let me check the newsletter that they said to send, like a weekly newsletter. Let me check it to make sure, because I know he has 2 dress down days this week. And I'm pretty sure they're Tuesday and Thursday. But I just want to make sure that it's not Monday, because I would be the asshole that shows up in uniform on dress down day, and that's embarrassing.
Well, because of you checking the calendar, I checked the calendar, and Monday was a dress down day for Sophie. So it was PJ day. So I'm like, Sophie, go put your pajamas on, because you can wear your pajamas to school. Great. So she puts her pajamas on. We drive to school. And as I'm driving to the school, I see all the kids in uniform. And I was like, did I read the wrong day? Freaking out. Like, the principal was standing there, and I rolled down the window. I was like, is today dress down day? She's like, yeah, it's pajama day. I was like, oh, my God. So I freaked.
Those are just asshole parents that didn't
let their kids didn't dress read in. The calendar.
So I open the newsletter and I look at Monday, May 15th. No school.
And where were you?
Happy
when you did
Mama's
this?
Day.
In you get the parking lot of the school.
Happy Mother's Day. You get to keep your kid today.
I get to keep my kid. So we had already made plans.
Oh, that's the last one.
All right, hang on.
Sorry.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, go.
And we're back. Pardon that.
I broke a glass.
Yes.
I broke the last of our pretty glasses.
The last of our really cute, like, girls' night in glasses.
Yeah, so now we just have the thick rim blue ones. Thanks.
Waka waka.
Anyway.
So your Mother's Day gift was?
My Mother's Day gift from my school was an extra day with my son. When I had.
Isn't that so special?
A whole day of errands planned. And I'm like, oh my God, I have so much to do. But at least I can drop him off at school for a couple hours and I can do them quickly. Wrong, bitch. Nope. So then we had made plans for breakfast. And I texted them and I was like, we're gonna have an extra person at breakfast,
and he's tiny and little and adorable. Oh, my favorite story from Monday though is so I got to breakfast late. It was Stephanie and I and Missy.
Yeah, and breakfast. I was FOMOing at work so bad.
I was like, I want to go.
You need to become a stay-at-home mom soon. So Missy's telling me the story.
Pay. Putting it into the universe. Pay stay-at-home mom, but I need money. Putting it out there, because I could become a stay-at-home mom really fucking easy.
Oh, of course.
I've already been told I've only got 2 years of my job. So.
What was it that he did? Waiting for me?
He did a lot of things.
Yeah, I know, but like Missy said that he was like standing there and kind of like.
Oh, he was asking. I told him that we were going to go to breakfast with Nina and Titi Vanessa.
I love how he says my name.
He goes, Titi Nessa.
Titi Anessa.
And then he just like got up. And like, and I do that like in the car on the way. I'm like, Papi, where's Nina? Papi, where's Titi Vanessa? And he goes, Nina, where are you? Titi Vanessa, where are you? So he stands up. Like Missy got there at the same time I did. And we sat, we got a table. And we're talking or whatever. And it's maybe like 5-10 minutes in. And he gets up and he goes, loud as shit. He goes, Titi Vanessa, where are you? Thanks, kid. Sit down and shut up.
He loves her.
Hmm? Ayla, yeah.
He loves me.
Aww.
He's so special.
So, and then he stole my toast.
He stole your croqueta.
And he stole my croqueta.
And then he threw up.
Because they're good croquetas.
Exactly. They're good croquetas.
Sure, Jan.
I had a croqueta to go. It was amazing.
I know.
Sure, Jan.
I don't know. It's
whatever. You're the weirdo that doesn't like good croquetas.
Listen, you're in my house, so
we love you. So. We question your judgment, but we love you.
And then we went to Target
sometimes too.
And I went to check on my glasses that weren't ready, and 2 hours later they were ready, so I had to go back to Target.
Target's fun.
Anyway. Oh no, I had to go back to Target twice.
I had to go back to I ended up going back to Target. You? I did, because Oliver's school sent a text message saying that we needed to bring in a flower pot. And then Christy was like, oh, just go to the dollar store. So I did. I went to the dollar store by Oliver's school and I didn't like the ones that they had. So I was like, fuck it, I'll just pick them up and we'll go to Target. So I go to Target. They're only $1.50 at Target, the one that I picked out, and it was a good size. So I'm like, perfect. I got two, like, I was going to donate one to the school and be like, you know, a kid forgets, there's an extra one. So I bought the two flower pots. I bought Oliver another pair of shoes. I get home, I'm like unloading the car, and then Nary calls me. He's like, oh, did you just see that text message from the school? And I was like, no. I'm like, I just walked through the door. He's like, yeah, you don't need the flower pots anymore. I'm
like, mother,
like, wasted $3 on flower pots. I'm like, oh no, what am I gonna put in my new flower pots?
What am I going to
I'm not returning
now?
Them.
No, there's so, listen, there is still currently a dish rack and cabinet door handles sitting by my door.
Nice.
To be returned to IKEA. But no, it's so exhausting. That sounds so exhausting.
Stephanie's taking selfies.
She's got pretty filter on, I guarantee it. Y'all.
There's nothing, don't hate. There's nothing wrong with pretty filter.
There's like many a profile picture that came from that.
Yep.
But yeah, so if anybody needs a large dish rack. I have one, and 12, if not 24, black handles for their cabinets.
Nice.
They were on sale. They were so cheap. Good and now job. There's no point. The whole thing cost me like $5, so there's no chance I'm going to IKEA to return it.
Yeah, it's not worth it. Not for $5. If it was something bigger, I would say, yeah, go return it. But for $5, meh.
And even though I have returned things at IKEA, and I have returned things at Target, God help me, I'll never return shit at Walmart. Will take that hit. It has to be pretty freaking expensive.
At some point, somebody's going to need it. So you could be, I have one, and you can give it. I would rather give it away than have to go return something at IKEA.
I mean,
at Walmart. Yeah. Excuse me.
I handed Nate the dish rack, and I was like, Papa, can you play with this? Is there anything you can do with this? He looked at me with his face. He looked at it.
What the fuck is this, mom?
He got some Play-Doh, and he, like, pushed it into the grates, and he's like, no gusta. And he gave it back to me. I'm like, fuck. Okay, yeah.
Damn it.
He's like, this does not work.
Vanna, you said you had some stories?
Yes. Okay, so I think I've talked about this before, that Sophie and Oliver wake up before I do sometimes during the week and on the weekends. And like, she will find snacks or she'll find food so that they eat breakfast together. Like, I don't have to give them breakfast. Which is nice when they're eating breakfast foods like cereal. That's easy and it doesn't make a mess. Or like, even if they get milk and they use like half the gallon of milk for one bowl of cereal, at least they're eating on their own. So this morning I hear Sophie in the kitchen and she's like, we're going to eat waffles for breakfast. She went in the freezer. She got the Eggos. She put them in the toaster. She toasted their waffles, put them on, each one had their own plate. Like, she made sure that they had their own plate. They used the, what's it called? Those rectangles that you put on the table, what are they called?
Placemats.
Yes. I was like, the word I was thinking was place setting. I'm like, that's not the right word. She put, they had their placemats. She put syrup on them. The only thing she didn't do was cut them. And then they ate, and like I looked at the table. The table wasn't sticky. Like they, she did a really good job. I looked at the syrup, and it looked a little empty. But I can't remember the last time they ate waffles, so I didn't really remember how much syrup they had left. And then I went to brush Sophie's hair.
Oh, Lord.
The entire under half of her hair was sticky. And I'm like, and I kept brushing it. I'm like, what? Why is it so tangled? And then like the smell hit me, and I'm like, what? I'm like, how did you get so much syrup in your hair? And she was like, I don't know. I'm like, okay. So I kind of just like kept brushing it. Finally, like, I had to put some water to rinse it out because I didn't have time to give her a bath and wash her hair before school. So like I rinsed it out with some fresh water. And then I went to go grab the hand towel to dry my hands. And the hand towel was soaking wet. And I'm like, Sophia, what happened? I was only in my room for 10 minutes while they were eating. So I'm like, Sophia, what happened? Why is this so wet? She's like, oh, I needed to clean. And I'm like, clean what? What did you need to clean? She's like, I had to get the syrup off. And she started like touching her neck. And I'm like, how did you get syrup on your neck? Like, on your chest, I can understand. But on your neck, like, how did you get syrup on your neck? She's like, well, because I spilled some, so I had to clean it up. And I was like, did you use your hair and the towel to clean it up? Like, I don't understand. I still am not 1,000% sure what happened. Like, the floor in the kitchen was a little bit sticky, but I couldn't see anything. And it was only, like, two little spots where it was sticky. And the only reason I noticed is because I happened to, like, step. And I was like, oh, my shoe's sticky. That was it. It was just like a tiny little spot. It wasn't a lot of sticky. I don't know how much syrup she spilled. I still don't understand how she got it on the under half of her hair, like the part by the nape of her neck and behind her ears. Don't know how she did it. But the towel was soaked. She smelled like waffles. And I'm like, and then I looked at her and was like, well, thank you for, you know, feeding you and your brother.
So say at least she's taking initiative and showing responsibility.
She is.
We need an older one. We have the older one. No, but we need the older one now. Like,
yeah, you need a 5-year-old.
We need to adopt a five-year-old?
Yeah. We need the 5-year-old to like feed our 3-year-olds. 2.5.
Except I would actually like it a little older. I'm thinking maybe like 9.
I was going to say 7, but 9 would be good too.
Well, I made a nice little deal with my niece, my 15-year-old. She was like, I can babysit. I'm like, listen.
Don't make promises.
Listen, you are the responsible one
of the two. Like, she probably wants like money to go out, play with her friends.
I will pay.
I told David's cousin who's 13. I told her, I'm like, I'll pay you $10 an hour to babysit if you want. Like, I told her.
See, there's two of them. One is more responsible than the other. Because the other one, even though she's like a genius, she's flighty as hell, but the older one is super like calm. Like, she's the one that, like, when her, we take, because we've taken them on trips all the time, and when her sister will do things or she'll get lost, I'll just look at Jasmine and I'll be like, what is wrong with your sister? And she goes, I don't know, Thea, I really don't know sometimes. Like, it's that conversation that I'm having with at that time it was 13, and it was the best thing ever, because I just go, where's your sister? She goes, Thea, I can't be responsible for her all the time. And it's just these moments that I'm just like, I get you. Because that one, she's going to rule the world someday. But right now,
She's a hot mess. There's nothing wrong with being hot.
No, it's not even a hot mess. She doesn't care. She just like wanders.
Were you able to get the syrup? I'm very concerned. Because were you able to get the syrup out of her hair?
Yeah. With enough water.
I'm just asking because somebody once stuck a melted gummy bear in my hair and they had to cut all my hair off.
No. It was terribly traumatizing. No, thankfully, I mean, syrup is water soluble, so it came out.
Well, gummy bear is not.
No, gummy bear is not. I didn't even need a lot of water, just enough, just a couple little splashes on the back of her neck, and then with the brush, I was able to work it out. And
I think this is still a win-win on your part.
I mean, it is, but I told her, I was like, Sophie, you need to be careful with food, because if you waste it, like, it costs money, and we don't like to waste food. So I like kind of like made it a teachable moment. I didn't get mad at her. But I made it a teachable moment as much as possible. So there's that. And then, so I know that we're all kind of in the same potty training boat.
Hell.
Yeah. Boat is more positive.
No.
It's going somewhere.
No. No. I'm in the dinghy.
You guys are just pulling me along.
You're in the dinghy. I'm drowning, and I have like a lifesaver like 6 feet too far away from
me. I have my head barely above water.
but she's in a dinghy.
my kid only pees in an open walk-in shower.
At least your kid pees with you. Mine doesn't want to pee with me.
He tells me at least like when he has to pee, and he'll do it because here's what I've discovered. He'll do it because he wants us to tell him what a good job he's doing. So sometimes he'll go in there and he'll just look at me and he goes,
he's not wrong.
And then he'll look at me and he goes, Mama, yay, good job. And I'm like, no, you only get a good job when you do pee pee. He goes, and then I see him sitting there trying to push it out. There's nothing to push out. But he tries. Right, babe?
Yeah, no. Mine, we've given up. At this point, we're waiting. He just doesn't have the urge to do it. The teacher even said, I don't even know. She's like, he's just not ready. Just give him some more time. Today, he wears pull-ups and stuff like that. And, like, today, he was on the living room. All of a sudden, I see him doing like Kegels. Like, he's doing these, like, he's on all fours and he's just like, I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, are you okay?
Is he giving birth to a turd?
He was pooping. And I'm like, Papa, are you okay? He's like, and of course, because we have no filter as moms, I just like come around the back and I like look in his shorts into his diaper, like, Papa, are you doing caca? And he goes, Mama, get back.
Oh my God.
And he goes, Mama, back. Go over there. Go over there. And I'm like, okay. And my mom and Jeff are just dying. Because he's trying to poop and then he goes back to the he's like Lamaze breathing on the
thing. Has he
like,
done that before?
Yeah. Like sometimes like he'll stand. Like he'll just stop what he's Oliver doing. Does. He stands and just go, you know, and like and you're like feel bad because he's tatrañido. He's a little bit, you know. He can't get it all out. Yeah, a little constipated. But it was like this time he was like he was playing and he like stopped mid play and just like I'm like, Papa, are you okay?
Maybe he saw somebody doing that at school and he's like, I wonder if this works. I need to try it.
But like he was like his back did the ripple. Like he was doing the
like he was arching his back.
Yes.
Oh baby.
And I was like, Papa, are you okay? And he goes, Mama, get back. And I was like trying to help him. I'm like, do you want to stand up? Do you want to Mama, get back. Over there. Over there, Mama. Over there. And I was like, okay, Papa. And then when he was done, I'm like, Papa, you done? He goes, yes. And I go, okay, come on, it's time for baño. Like, you know, that's like, he goes, no, and just took off running. As I just see, like,
a was he wearing, wad of pull-ups. Okay.
Yeah, so, like, and I'm just trying to, like, chase him down the house. And I'm like, Papa, let's go take a bath. No. I'm like, there's poop in your ass. Can we please bathe you?
I don't understand that.
I don't get it. And then he's just like, hold no. The best is that he looks at me. He's like, reaches behind, like, not in the pants, in the shorts. Fine. Touches the feels the lump and he goes and just runs away and I'm like, geez, you just did freaking like Lamaze breathing
he
to get it out
that a poop.
No, and then of course that I called you guys because then we now flush down the toilet anytime we have poop in a diaper in the undies we flush it down the toilet and we say, look, this is where it's supposed to go, say bye bye caca. So he said, bye bye, caca, and flushed it down. I'm like, okay, it's time for a bath. So he goes into the bathtub with all the 15 dinosaurs that have to go into the bathtub with him. And then I told you that then I walk into the, like, I walk to get into his towel and I come back in. And all of a sudden I just see him staring at what looks like a brownish beige dinosaur. No. No. There's more poop in the toilet. And now it's in the bathtub.
Nice.
Yeah.
One of the very
was he playing with it though?
No, he was staring at it. Oh, like he was confused. Like it came
out. How did this get here?
Like it came out. Like he was in like a crouched position, just like looking at it. Like, did that come out of me?
Well, the first one time that Link did that to me, I FaceTimed David and I was like, look what happened.
There is poop in the bathtub. Sophie has done that to me numerous times. And one of those times that I clearly remember is one of the very few, like I can count on one hand the number of times either child has made me gag with what comes out of their body. So I'm kind of proud of that fact, but I remember this day so vividly. Like I was giving Sophie a bath and it was a bubble bath and my dad was here. and I see her, like, she was playing, splashing, and then all of a sudden she kind of just stopped and she just like sat there, like she was on her knees and she just kind of sat there, and then she did one of these like she like shimmied her shoulders, and I'm like, it's like Sophia, and I, at this point, like, I already knew her tell, like, I, something happened.
That's the poop or the spirito. Like, something just
and I was like,
it.
I was like, Sophia,
I break step.
You didn't break me. That was just funny.
Spirito.
So I'm looking at her. I'm like, Sophie, did you just do something? And she was like, no. She was less than Oliver's age. Like, she was less than, if she was two, she, that was like already a little bit too old. But she, like, just sat there, and I'm like, Sophia, did you do caca? She was like, no, mommy. And I kind of like moved the bubbles around like a little bit behind her butt, and I didn't see anything. So I was like, okay, maybe it was just like le dio frío. I was like, maybe she was just a little bit cold or whatever. And so the little shimmy, trying to convince myself that it didn't happen. I knew that it happened, but I was trying to convince myself that it didn't happen. So then I start noticing like a shadow, like kind dun, of floating, yeah,
dun, dun.
Yeah, dun, dun. Floating around dun, dun. The tub, and I move dun, dun. The bubbles, dun, dun. But it was like dun, a grown-up sized log, dun. Fucking, and I was like, Dad, because my dad was here for some reason, I don't remember why he was here, but I was like, Dad, Sophie pooped in the tub, so you have two options. I was like, you can dress Sophie, or you can fish the poop out. And I was hoping, because my dad's really not hands-on, like, with diaper duty. Like, I thought he would pick
poop.
The poop, like, just to get it out.
No.
And he was like, I'll take the baby. And I was like, that was the wrong answer. So I had to flush it out. Like, I went and I got a red Solo cup so I could just, like, flush it out, like, pick it up with the cup and, like, then throw the cup away. While I'm, like, chasing it around the tub, because it was one of those, like, slippery little bastards that didn't stay in place. I was like, the whole, it was so fucking gross. It was, I'm, like, my stomach's turning just thinking about it.
Well, let me tell you, the weirdest thing is, like, yeah, it's, like, very few, it's, like, throw up moments and stuff like that, because I can't handle that even as an adult.
I thought I wasn't going to be able to handle throw up. But throw up, it doesn't bother me as much as I thought it was going to.
I can handle it, but it still gives me a gag reflex.
I can handle it when it lands straight in the toilet. If I have to touch it or like try to clean it, that's when I start losing control. Yeah. But watching her throw up doesn't bother me as much as I thought it was going to.
None of that bothers me.
That's the only one that I have, but like I've come to the realization, it's really weird, I don't know why. That recently,
we learn things about ourselves, yeah, as mothers.
That recently, like, I've changed countless of poop filled diapers, explosions, whatever it may be, nothing affects me. But now this whole thing that's happened, that started now with the let's say bye bye to the caca, it's fucking grossing me out. Every time we do it, it grosses me the fuck out, and I don't
saying
understand
bye to the caca,
because I'm good with, okay, you pooped, give me the poop diaper, let's take it off, you look at it for a second, make sure that, you know, normal poop, okay, good, close it up. Because, you know, as I don't know if it's just me still, but, you know, you got to examine the poop. You got to, okay, it looks normal. Okay, close. Closed it, wrap it up, throw it away. Not a problem. For some reason, when you get the poop out of the diaper and you dump it into the toilet, like you just go prunk.
And
just,
you hear,
like,
the splash?
No. Wow. The aroma. Ooh. All of a sudden appears. Like the aroma that wasn't there when you just get it and wrap it up in the diaper and it's done.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess because now you've exposed it to the elements, waiting for the child to say bye bye caca and flush the toilet. I'm like, and I'm like, what the fuck? I feel like such a lightweight.
And the weirdest things are gross. I mean,
it doesn't make sense. It doesn't. I don't know why. But no, see, that's poop. Potty training, done. I can't. I'm just over it.
Today was exhausting. Yeah. Like, it was great. When I picked him up from school, he was still in his underwear. And I'm like, okay, let's try to do pee-pee before we leave. Because I didn't have an extra pull-up with me. I didn't think about it. Because yesterday when I picked him up, he had a diaper. So I'm like, okay, well, let's try to do pee-pee before we leave so you don't do pee-pee in your car seat. And then he, like, fought me. He didn't want to, like, he doesn't want to pee with me. Like, he refuses to go to the bathroom for me. So he didn't want to pee at school, so I'm like, okay, well, we're gonna have to risk it. And I put him in the car, and I got super lucky. Like, there was nobody in front of me. Like, the street that I take north is not a main road, so it's just stop signs all the way up. till I get to the main road to get to my house. And then from there, I have like four or five lights. There was nobody in front of me at any of the stoplights, at any of the stop signs. And then I caught only two red lights, and they were like towards the end of the waiting, so I didn't have to wait that long. We got home, I think the fastest we've ever gotten home from school was today.
Well, I know that road, like the main road you're talking about, I took it today from the turnpike.
Mm-hmm.
And there was like not the usual backup.
Yeah. It's actually better. I've come to realize that it's better than a lot of the other exits.
Which is weird, but it used to be really bad. But
yeah, because the exit that's closer to Steph's house is really bad.
Yeah. I've actually started getting off on the one for your house and then driven.
So today we got super lucky. And I was actually like 20 minutes later today, so I thought I was going to have more traffic. But we got super lucky, like super easy drive home. And he didn't have an accident. We got home and he started crying. Like right when we walked through the door, he started crying. And like he was like, mojado. And he touched his crotch. And I'm like, okay, you have to go pee pee. So I rushed into the bathroom. He sat down and he didn't do anything. And then he sat there for like 5 minutes. He didn't do anything. I'm like, okay, well, we'll come back in like 10 minutes. We'll try again. He took 10 steps. We went outside and he turned around and the front of his shorts was wet. And then he was crying. He's like, mojado, mojado. And it wasn't a lot. So I'm like, let's rush to the bathroom. He peed a little bit, and then when he realized he was peeing, he stopped himself and then cried. And he cried so hysterically, and it like was hurting me because I know that he has to go because I'm watching him, and like little bits of pee were coming out, but he was trying so hard to hold it in. And I'm like, I don't understand. Let it go. Like I was like, baby, let it go. Just go pee pee. And he was like, no, not gonna pee pee, not gonna pee pee. And then he stood up, and as soon as he stood up, he peed more, and then he had pee on his leg, so he cried more. And I was like, you need to sit down. You need to sit on the potty and go pee-pee. I tried to make him sit again, and he kept crying. And I wasn't, like, forcefully holding him down, but I was kind of, like, trying to keep him sitting because if he moves a little bit off a tiny little potty, the pee's going to go everywhere. So finally, I gave up, and I just put him in the bathtub, and that's when he let it go. And that kid had so much pee inside of him, like, waiting to come out. And the cry, I mean, I have boogers on my shirt from how much he was crying. And I'm like, this is fucking awful. And I don't know what to do to make him feel comfortable to pee at home. So listeners, if you guys have any experience with potty training boys, please email us.
Yeah,
because
we're all pretty lost at this point.
Yeah, because I've had to potty train a girl, and Sophie, I mean, for the amount of times that she had poop accidents, the pee part was pretty easy. So I mean,
we were a little daring on Sunday, and we took him to breakfast without a diaper. Mm-hmm. I mean, I had plenty. I had like two extra pairs of shorts. I had like a ton of diapers and wipes and stuff. Like we went prepared, but we made it through breakfast without an incident. And David even took him to the bathroom to see if he would, you know, needed to go, and he didn't. And we made it back home. There was no problem. But I'm just afraid that since he only wants to pee standing up in a shower, like when comes time to go to a public bathroom, what right, the hell like, are we gonna do?
You can make him stand over the sink.
I guess that's all you, babe.
You put his feet like on the, like you just say screw, you go into one of the stalls and you just stand him on top of the thing, aim.
Well, that's what I have Sophie do. Like if she really has to pee really bad and she doesn't have time to wait for me to put like a toilet seat cover down or toilet paper, I just have her stand on the toilet seat and squat. And then she just like, and then pees.
We've all had to do it.
Yeah. But that's like, also how I used to make her poop, because when she was constipated, I would make her stand on the toilet and then squat over it, and I would help her a lot.
Well, because squatty potty.
Yeah.
Squatting is better when you poop, makes everything.
Squatting is better for a lot of things.
Yeah.
But giving birth is what I was thinking.
Yeah.
I wasn't sorry. Actually.
I don't know. I was just, that was weird.
So young.
I know. it's okay. But like, yeah, because Nathan's thing is that Nathan doesn't do it at school, won't do it at home. He'll sit.
Oliver does it at school.
See, the thing is, Nathan won't do it at school. Like, the teacher, like, says it's funny because she'll take him to the potty multiple times. He'll sit there, he'll play with his penis, or he'll just laugh at her, and then he'll be like, ha, and he's really nice about it. He doesn't cry, he doesn't complain, he just sits there, and he's like, okay. And
like, then this is what I have to do right now, and he doesn't do anything?
And he knows that, because we've taken him to school with, we take him to school with his undies, mm-hmm. no diaper, does not pee. Take him to school. He spends the whole morning at school, does not pee. She takes him multiple times. Nap time, right before nap time, they put a diaper on him, and he goes to sleep. When they wake him up, his diaper's full.
Right.
because he waits. And then she takes it off. She's like, do you have to pee-pee? No, nothing. Puts a undies on him, sends him home. When he gets home, we try to the thing in that, and then he will will not pee until like we bathe him or something like that. It's like he will hold it.
Well, at least he's holding it.
Yeah, but I need him to learn
to let it go.
Let it go. Yeah. We need to pee in the potty. Which
yeah, that's so, the same thing we're struggling with. I mean, Oliver goes at school. That's the thing. Comfortable going. Like,
Nathan will not.
The report that I got today, they took him to the bathroom 5 times. He had 5 potty reports. Usually, he only has like 3. Today, he had 5, and all of them except for one, which is the one right after nap time, he peed in the potty every single time. Even the one after nap time, he peed in the potty, but he had a diaper, so his diaper was wet, and then he went to the potty. So I don't understand what the issue is with holding it here. Because he will let a little bit out, and then he realizes, like, oh, shit, I'm peeing. I don't want to do this here. And then he stops. I don't know how to make him comfortable peeing. Like, peeing is a natural thing. You should want to let it out. And he cries until it hurts. Like, I have a video of him that I sent to my friend. He already had his diaper, but he was like, because he was in his PJs ready for bed, and he was just like standing in front of me grabbing his crotch, and he goes, mommy duele, mommy hurts. And I was like, he goes, mommy duele mojado, it's wet. And I'm like, okay, you want to go pee pee, let's go pee pee. And by the time we got to the bathroom, he had peed in his diaper, and then he didn't pee in the potty. But the only silver lining that I've gotten out of today is that 2 times after that happened with the crying, and like I had to give him like a quick bath to get the pee off his legs and his feet, is that twice he's asked me to, he says, mommy pee pee, and we go to the bathroom. He doesn't do anything, but he's asked to go. So I'm gonna look at that as a step in the right direction.
Yeah, Nathan's been asking to go to the potty, but he goes, we walk over there, and then I'm like, do you want to sit down? And he makes me put the little stool and put the cover on the potty, and we sit down, and then he's like, no gusta. No like. And then he changes his mind. So I don't know if he doesn't like the setup, which is why I'm going to look into the standing potty. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the next. Which, did you get it on Amazon?
Yeah, it was $13. So I bought it because I figured since this kid doesn't like sitting, like maybe he'll like the urinal. And the first time that we tried to use it, he just didn't have to pee. He hasn't peed in it yet, but he likes it, and he likes to play with it and stuff. So we're getting there, I guess. I mean,
yeah, I'm gonna have to order it and see.
It's $13 on Amazon.
Because again, like what happened today, when he was sitting, he was holding it in, like struggling to hold it in, and the moment he stood up was when he like peed on his leg. And then I made him sit down, and he held it in again. So, and then I put him in the tub. Standing in the tub was when he peed. And I had to help him. It was really weird. I had to help him because he was like, his pee-pee was turned.
Oh, that happened to Link the other day.
He was peeing on his leg.
Yeah.
And he was hating life. So I like pointed it away from his leg. And he was still crying because he was peeing. But I have to ask the teacher if he does that at school, if he cries when he pees at school. Because maybe if he is in pain, maybe he needs to go to the doctor.
Yeah, if it's gotten to the point that even if he goes to the potty in school, if he's crying, that you're already leading into he might have
a UTI. Something. Yeah, I'm scared that he might give himself a UTI because he holds it so much. Like, one of the first things that his teacher ever told me is that he's going to be, he's going to be easy to potty train because he holds it very well. And bitch jinxed me, because this is not easy. What's going on here? I would take Sophie 10,000 times over, and Sophie gave me a lot of work. So, especially with the fucking poop. Oh my god, the poop. The poop was awful.
Your TV knows this.
The TV, my jewelry.
Your bracelets.
Oh my god.
Yeah, no, I don't know. We've given up. We're not giving up. We're postponing it.
Yeah, I'm like,
we're postponing it. We're using pull-ups.
Yeah, when he was crying earlier today, I was like, that's it. Like, if the teacher wants to do it at school and he does it well at school, great. He could do it at school, but when he gets home, he's going to be in a pull-up. But after he started crying, I put him in a pull-up so that he wouldn't have to worry about it. And he still told me, mommy, pee-pee, that he wanted to go to the bathroom. Yeah. So,
yeah,
you know, maybe he just needs to get used to going here. I don't know.
I'm going to take
it. And he also says that the little potty kind of hurts his butt, so maybe he just doesn't like sitting on it.
Maybe he doesn't like that little potty.
But he doesn't like the big potty either, and he didn't like peeing in the bathtub, so
maybe he also like doesn't like
peeing on himself. Yeah, that's why I'm you know what, I'm just gonna order it now.
Maybe he'll like the urinal. Who knows?
What's it called, Steph?
I don't know, I just Amazon searched boys training urinal or something like that. I didn't really like look for it by name.
It looks like a frog.
It's like a little frog, and you could change the color.
I wrote boys potty and training urinal.
Yeah, I let Link pick the color that he
there's
wanted.
There's one that's $10.99.
Yeah, oh. I think mine was like $10 or $12. I don't know.
Oh, look at that. There you go. $10.99. Green frog.
Oh, but there's one that looks like a whale, and that matches their bathroom.
Well, Link wanted the frog.
Oh, my God. This one's $6.49.
That my matches only, my bathroom.
My only complaint about it is that...
Is the cleanup easy?
Yeah, it's like a potty where like the part that's a different color just pops out.
Okay.
And you can just rinse it or wash it or whatever. My only complaint about it that the suction cups, for some reason, it may be because I have travertine tile.
Maybe.
Doesn't suction as well, but it also comes with like 3M stickies.
There's a prime one for $7.99.
Yeah, I got a prime one. It came to me in 2 days. But anyway. We're still talking about potty training. Oh, mm-hmm. Sorry.
Well, we can be done with the potty training. Look, this one they put it in the shower. I didn't think about putting it in the shower.
Put it in the shower.
I'll put it in the shower.
See?
All right, I'm going to get this
one. He likes to pee in the shower.
$10.99.
Because we were
in the shower. These people put
Do
it in the shower.
Do not get what I'm doing? Fine. Yeah. Yeah, it's the same one I have, except Link wanted the blue and orange one for whatever reason.
Well, we're getting the green one.
Yeah, I'm going to get...
I wanted the green one. He wanted the UF one for some reason.
Why is the blue one more expensive?
Blue and orange.
Yeah, the blue and orange is $12.99. Oh, there's a coffee one.
That's what I paid for.
And there's a yellow one that's $15.99. But the blackish green is $10.99.
Well, I'm just going to order it with his Monster School Bus because I've been waiting to order that one anyway.
I don't think Neri's going to like it because it's a frog.
Does he not like frogs?
See, I don't like frogs either.
I'm going to get the blue one.
But I like frog things.
Bye now.
I'm okay with frogs as long as they're not real. And I don't have to, like, actually run in fear.
Missy saved me from a cockroach last night. So I owe her. I am indebted to Missy.
Well, okay.
Missy rocks her socks.
What the?
Is there anything else we wanted to bring up?
Is there any stories?
I mean, there are, but I feel like once we go down that rabbit hole, we'll be here for another hour.
This is true.
So,
I think we have some time.
I wanted to bring this one thing up.
Oh, I had one too.
Oh, sure. Go ahead.
Wait, let me go into our notes. Okay, so this was like floating around in some mom groups, and I put it in our notes. I don't know if you guys saw it. It was like a picture.
Yeah.
Did you see it? Did you see it, Christy?
No. Right, well, yeah,
I'm going to read it to you. No, don't check it. I'll read it to you. And this is, I don't remember what Facebook group I saw this in, but it says, "Dear wives, this coming Sunday will not be a wives' day, but Mother's Day. It is your children who must wish you and pamper you on this day. We husbands will be celebrating Mother's Day with our mothers." Are you listening, David? Because I kind of want your opinion on this too. You wives, okay, well, you didn't speak about it on the podcast, so you need to speak about it now. You're going to have to turn his mic back on. Okay, I'll turn it on in a second. You wives have changed Valentine's Day to Wives' Day, and now you want to make our Mother's Day a Wives' Day again? Sorry, this time we are going to our mothers. I hope this message will find you in good spirit and you receive it with sincere hearts. Yours sincerely, husbands. And then underneath it says, "My helmet is on." Go.
I saw a lot of things like this in, ironically enough, in podcast groups, not in mom groups, in like other podcast groups.
Maybe it's not in that podcast group.
And I was like, and it was a lot of the women, there were a lot of quite, like, I was surprised at the amount of women that were like,
"Does anybody want some more?
My husband says that I'm not his mother, so he doesn't have to do anything today. And I'm running around with my kids, yet my husband is at home relaxing and taking a nap." And all this, like,
I read that post.
Quite frankly,
did you spill?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to keep it off.
I feel like I have to look away. It's...
Here's your crotch is coming at you.
Yeah,
it's like 3D crotch. Oh my God, Christy, it's like
on your... I got it off your couch.
down. It's fine. It'll survive a little wine.
Not my gray leggings won't.
No, your gray leggings will not. Oh my god, it's on your calf.
It's gonna be on my butt, is what it probably is.
Okay, so keep talking.
Anyway, Dave is so uncomfortable right now.
I should not be here.
Apologize to Jeff.
This is usually what happens. At some point, we drop something.
It's been a while since we've actually spilled wine, though, without counting a shattering glass. Like
my virgin eyes.
I was trying to get.
Oh, please. Pinga Blanca. Oh, please.
Listen, your Pinga Blanca has been all over the place.
Jeff just sent Gone with the Pinga.
I saw that.
I'm sorry, good. Pinga Blanca is pretty amazing.
Anyway, so I saw all this asshattery on these groups.
It's definitely asshattery.
And I was like, I had two thoughts. My initial thought was, no, you're stupid. Number one. Number two was like, why are you, this is happening because it's being allowed to happen. And that's just like, I tend to have a little bit more of a harsh opinion about stuff like this. Mm-hmm. And that might be just me. And if you, you know, sorry if that doesn't line up with your frame of mind. I mean, I get like that everybody's independent, everybody does their own thing, but like, and you don't have to like force your husbands to do anything, but I have a serious issue with not celebrating the mother of your children. Like, you don't need to like go nuts.
I didn't climb up like, on myself and make these kids by myself. Like, well, that's
you don't need to
Did
like
you want some more?
Sure. Can we try to?
I was trying to help.
I don't need like a fucking parade, but like,
no, but I do deserve to be recognized,
but like a nice, but like I'd be fine with like a card and like a, you know, like
a card and flowers is way more than enough.
That's fine. Like I don't even need a break from the day. Like I'm not expecting a break from parenting. I'm not expecting anything like that. I touched the apple to be
remote. I was like, who did that?
I don't need anything like that, but like just some acknowledgement is fine. I have a severe issue with someone telling me like, oh, you can go see family stuff. I'm going to sit home and do nothing.
Yeah, no.
No. No. If that's what you want to do on Father's Day, that's fine. I'll take the kids out.
Yeah, if
that's
you want to cool. be alone on Father's you Day, alone that's on Father's what you want to do.
You want to watch?
Well, if that's the case,
your
then
sports ball or whatever the hell it is that you want to do.
But then, ball. If you want to watch the sports.
But if that's the case, well, if we're not going to celebrate,
you're not
why?
Well, exactly.
Then I'm not going to celebrate you as a father.
Exactly.
Then it's that theory.
So my initial, again, and then it might be my harsh opinion is, why are you allowing that to happen?
I agree.
Like, sorry.
No. One of the posts I saw was like, oh, this year my husband said that I'm not his mother, so he doesn't have to do anything for me. But he's never done that before. He's always so nice. I'm like, well, something's wrong.
Something changed.
Something changed, and you need to get to the bottom of that shit because that's not okay. Like, you're used to something, like, and it going from night and day, that's like a big red flag. At least to me, that's a big red flag.
I agree.
But yeah.
There's a year in between that night and day.
Yeah. See,
the listeners can't see, but I rolled my eyes at David. I understand that.
I'm not defending this in any way.
The change in behavior is saying, night and day.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, my thing is,
but a lot can happen in a year.
I've had one. I had kind of a similar situation, but I had a discussion similar to this thought process in a weird way. Not that my husband did this because I'd kill him.
That's the thing. It's like,
it's not going to happen. Sorry, you made the baby. How? It's not, you know. But I had this issue because I'm going through this right now, and as much as I love my mom and, you know, Jeff, I want him to respect his mother and appreciate his mother and all that stuff, I'm having a serious like issue over the last like couple years that, and I don't know if this is a Hispanic issue. This situation, that's not Hispanic.
That's white people problems.
That's white people problems.
That is white people problems. I'm sorry, white people. I am so sorry, white people.
Dear white people.
I watched that movie.
That is white people problems. Like, no self-respecting Hispanic woman.
Yeah, would put up with that bullshit.
I feel like,
that's
not even
bullshit.
I'm not even going to exclude this to, like, Hispanics. I feel like there's a lot of, like, more of the ethnic cultures are not allowing this to happen.
No, because most ethnic cultures that I'm familiar with respect the mom.
I don't, exactly. Like, I would never, like, I don't think this is not happening in a black household. Like, there's absolutely no way.
No.
This is not happening in a Jewish household.
Hell no.
This is not happening.
It's not happening in an Italian household.
Exactly. Like, nope. Dear white people.
Yeah, no. And also, I think that there's a big question of whether or not... I don't think many mothers of the husband would agree to this either.
Unless they're crazy.
Unless they're crazy.
Or, I mean, not every... mother and daughter-in-law relationship.
But even if they don't
get... Maybe there are.
But yeah, like, well, granted, if they have issues, it's fine. But for you to say, I'm not going to celebrate you because you're not my mother...
Oh, no. If Oliver ever said that to the mother of his children, I would beat the shit out of
him. Exactly. I also think that this is white people problems because a lot of white people don't live like in a close proximity to their parents. Like, yeah. They move away or like they go away for college and they stay where they went or they got a job somewhere else or whatever. White people are more inclined to do that than Hispanic. And again, I don't even want to limit it.
Yeah, we're not trying to generalize. It's just that this does sound like...
Well, we are Hispanic, so we're talking about our experience.
Yeah, but then I also have friends that are black and Jewish or whatever, right. And it's very similar.
Yeah.
So I think whereas a lot of ethnicities will stay within like the same realm.
Yeah.
I feel like more like the Anglo whatever, like go
there is a tendency to elsewhere. Move away.
So I get that your mom, like, you can't see your mom maybe on Mother's Day, but like this isn't necessarily like... No.
Yeah, because like when I was going,
hell no.
Yeah, like I like this specific, like, this is not a problem that I'm having at home because again I would kill my husband.
I think we all would.
Yeah. Well, I can't say those things. Now. We have
the
life
three
insurance
of us,
and we have life insurance, and I don't want to be avoid that policy. love you, boo. But like I've been having a serious issue lately with the fact that I am. Not that I don't feel recognized as a mother on Mother's Day by my husband and my family, but I am feeling the fact that I am more concerned with other people being appreciated on Mother's Day than myself.
I'm with you there.
Because
we are in those households.
We're
newer, and we are the ones that are just starting now. And I went on a little tirade when I was talking to you guys on Mother's Day that I said, you know, I'm getting to the point that I'm like, it's not that I don't want to celebrate the mother of my husband or my own mother for that matter, but they have had 30 plus years of Mother's Days. I want a Mother's Day to be where someone asks me what I want to do on Mother's Day. I have yet to be asked what I want to do on Mother's Day.
I have two extra Mother's Days on you guys. So many more.
Wow. I kind of feel the same way because I feel like every other holiday we have to do like the dividing. And this year, and like, I'm sorry that like, you know, this is gonna whatever. your family, David, tends to do things at the last minute, and this is like something that we've discussed over the years,
right.
Where we've
like it's not news to him.
It's not news. It's not news.
Yeah,
to him.
And a lot
it's
of people do that. Like,
and he's expressed frustration in when, you know, my family. I come from a family of planners where I know about something at least 2 weeks ahead of time, probably because my mom and my grandmother, my aunt, are fucking psycho OCD, and that's, you know, whatever. But they need to. We need to have like plans laid out,
right?
A couple of weeks in advance, so that everybody. Added to that, like my mom's side of the family is like ridiculously huge, so we need to make sure that everybody like coordinates, like, you know, whatever. His family will
coordinate
as they're about as large as mine, but they will wait until Friday night to make plans
for Sunday,
or the other thing, which bothers me more, is they will... David hasn't lived in his parents' house in 8 years, babe.
However long we've been married.
Wrong answer.
Wrong.
You should know how long you've been married, David.
We got married in 2009.
He said as he looked at his tattoo.
I am reminded of that every single day when I look in the mirror and
I didn't
see my
make
tattoo.
You get that tattoo.
I you didn't. I made myself get it so I would never forget.
Well, anyway.
Hashtag never forget.
The other thing that I find a little bit more frustrating than making the last minute plans is like maybe they'll make the last minute plan like a week before.
but not tell you about it.
But then not tell us about it and then just expect us to find out about it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we don't find out about it until Friday. And then we're the assholes when either we can't make it or plan or didn't show up or we have to rearrange all of our plans or whatever. And I told him, I'm like, I told him a couple of days before Mother's Day, I'm like, we haven't heard squat from your family. I'm not.
Well, one of the things that
I'm not going
to
do it.
We do try to accommodate our families, but something that I've told you, this is only your third Mother's Day?
Yes,
right?
It's my third.
That is your day. So if you don't want to do any of those things, that is
which is why I said what I said, and I didn't find out about his family's Mother's Day plans until Saturday at 5 o'clock.
Nice.
And we.
So and I told them flat out when they told me, I'm like
we don't know if we're
going
to make it.
I already have plans. Yeah. If when we're done with our plans, you guys are still there, I'll shoot you a text. If you guys are still there, we'll go. And if we see you, great. And if we don't, you need to give me more time. So, and that's exactly what happened. I mean, we left my family stuff at like 6. We texted them that we were, you know, coming by if they were still there. And we got a text like 10 minutes later that everybody was leaving. It is what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, my thing is, like, every year I say it, and every year, like, it just doesn't come to full fruition. But, like, I'm to the point that I'm like, I'm just going to go. And I've said it next year, I'm going away for the weekend. Even if I'm going to the beach, like, in, like, down the street from here, like, I'm just going to go away because I'm getting to the point. And my mom can come with me if she wants to. But you know what? It's what I want to do.
To Neri's credit, the few Mother's Days that he's been here, because he's missed a couple, but the ones that he's been here, he always asks me, like, what do you want to do today? Do you want to... And then we always do what I want to do, but I always put it in my plan to make sure to see my mom. And if Neri's mom is in town, we find a way to see her as well. And if it's not on that day, we'll make point of it to see her either the day before or the day after.
Well, yeah, we did the same thing. Like, we had a late lunch, early dinner with my family, but right after went to his mom's house and we stayed like with his mom for like a couple hours too. So I mean, we still accommodate the things we need to accommodate, but like, I, you know, to have, I can't imagine a situation where my husband would say to me, it's like, oh, you're not my mom, so I don't need to do anything.
Yeah, because like, I have enough of an issue with the whole getting my own time for Mother's Day, let alone if Jeff ever would think to tell me, I am not.
You're not.
No, I can't.
I can't even fathom. Do you want to say something?
Dave, I haven't been asked yet.
Dave, I'm asking you right
Dave,
now.
Dave, would you ever think?
No, that's not okay.
Is white people problems?
How? No, I don't think that either. I do think if I can, and of course I have stated I don't agree with this.
Yes.
However, my situation is not their situation. And I think that what is okay in our relationship isn't necessarily okay in another person's relationship. That doesn't mean that it's okay to completely, you know, cast your baby mama aside because she's not your mother. But you don't know if something has driven this guy to say, yeah, you know, you think about yourself all the time, and therefore why am I going to spend another day where now I have to do it? If I feel obligated to do that nonstop, there are bad wives out there. There are bad mothers out there. And that's something. And I know that on a podcast that is primarily
female
by women for women, you know, that's probably not going to be a very popular opinion. But
it may not be a popular opinion, but it's true.
But it is true.
We don't disavow the fact that they're a shitty mom.
I do 100%. Think
I know
that
several.
If,
like, it's
there are better ways to let someone know, hey, something's got to change around here.
But this,
because I don't feel appreciated.
Right.
So if I am now being forced to appreciate you, I want to appreciate you even less. I do think that you set the example for your children, and if your train of thought is, you are not my mother, therefore I don't have to give you a day then your kids are not going to feel that either.
Right. Or they're going to do the same thing to their future spouses.
Exactly. So I am a huge proponent for celebrating mothers and women all the time. I think of myself as a feminist.
Hashtag Dave's and, a feminist.
I am totally a feminist. I can't imagine being driven to that point. Maybe it's because I do have a good wife, and it's not because she's sitting here next to me.
Sure, Jim.
But I think we do a good job of sharing, you know, the parenting responsibilities of Link. So when it comes time to like, hey, this is the day that the world has decided is to celebrate mothers, you deserve to be celebrated even more than usual.
The other thing that I was not, again, not to like excuse or justify any of this behavior, but I do feel like as your kids get older, they can kind of take over leadership of Mother's Day.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that you abandon the entire celebration because she's not my mother.
Right. One of the posts that I saw, she mentioned that her kids were like 9 and 4. I'm like, 9-year-olds are not planning Mother's Day.
No. A 15-year-old. Yeah.
Totally.
Not even, even when I was like 10 or 11 or 12.
Yeah, I was already
telling
enough.
My dad, like, hey, we're going to make mom breakfast and we're going to, you know.
But if at 4 and 9, you haven't been taught by your father, or conversely by your mother on Father's Day, that this is a day where you need to put yourself aside and say, hey, I'm gonna do everything I can to let mom know I appreciate all the things that she does. When you're 15, you're not gonna do it.
Sure.
Right.
It is totally our responsibility as parents to make sure that we teach our kids these things. We can't just expect them to do it, because nothing comes natural. Everything has to be taught.
Yeah. Another thing with the
well, I thought peeing came natural. Yeah, but no. Apparently I have to teach all over to let
it does.
Go.
Where to do it has to be taught.
The another thing that was annoying to me on the statement that because he's talking about, he's just being a, you know, well, he's generalizing
this,
for all of you.
This statement.
Oh, yes. I have a problem with that. Generalizing. Do not sign this as husbands, because I don't agree with you, sir.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I will go toe-to-toe and we will have we will have discourse on this because I disagree.
Generic. Like, it seems like it's one person speaking for everybody.
Yeah.
And I know that that's not the case.
And then I also dislike his little, like,
the Valentine's Day.
Yo. Oh, my birthday is on Valentine's Day, and you can go fuck yourself.
No, but
man.
I read that and because, I was like, "But wait,
well, that's
no." But I'm like, "But
if Valentine's Day is not for your wife, who's it for?"
Like, it says, "You've made Valentine's Day Wives Day." No, bitch, it's the day for your significant other.
This sounds to me,
not your wife.
Hallmark made it that asshole.
Like, I hate to generalize, but this sounds to me like a husband who is constantly ignored by his wife. I understand why someone like that would be bitter.
Or he has a very strange relationship.
But don't speak for all of
or
us because
he's saying all husbands.
I don't feel that way. I feel appreciated on Valentine's Day. I feel appreciated on Father's Day. And I think that any successful relationship has to be with you putting your partner's needs before yours.
Well, any
because
relationship.
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean,
because at work,
but friendship.
I'm thinking about myself before anyone else.
Yeah, well, but I mean, like,
you know, I am
okay,
thinking about other
professional
people,
relationship. But even then, like, you.
But
do
yeah,
need
you're
to,
right. Friendship
with
and
your
family
friendships,
and,
like, you can't just be like all about me, because at one point your friends are going to get tired of you, and mm-hmm. they're not going to want to be around you. So, like, yeah, one day, like, my relationship with Christy will be beneficial because she passes clothes down to me. But right. let's say if she ever has another baby and it's a little girl, I have a shit ton of clothes stored that belong to Sophie. Right. That guess what, girl?
Well, there's no such thing as true. There's no such thing as true altruism. You know, I get that. I just feel like, you know, if you have been made bitter mm-hmm. by your spouse, you shouldn't be with them.
Yeah, and so, don't bitter the world. Like,
right, yeah.
Because, like, don't get, like, and honestly, don't throw, like, every man
yeah, don't
under
throw everybody
the bus
under the bus.
Yeah.
Because you're having
you
this...
You want to go under the bus, you go and, all by yourself.
Or because, and this is going to be an unpopular statement, because you have some mommy issues that you're like, I'm going to go celebrate my mom, and your kids are responsible for celebrating you. No.
Okay. Well, I disagree with that statement. However,
well, no. If you
I
read
do,
his thing, he
I
says
I do want to. No, Vanessa read it. I yeah. I do want to say that you three are young women. When you become grandmothers, you will still want to be celebrated by your children.
Of course.
So
I'm not saying don't celebrate your
right,
own mother.
Right, and that's something that I'm getting from you is, you know, all mothers need to be celebrated, including Mother Earth. Okay, I know that she has
she
her own day with Earth
she
Day.
She has her own day.
Okay, but
I've been obsessed with
that
lately.
Doesn't mean that she can't be celebrated on Mother's Day as well. Okay, go out and plant a fucking tree.
I have a garden.
I think that as a mother, you need to be understanding that all mothers need to be celebrated on that day. That's not to say that you got to put other mothers before yourself, but
I do
understanding that there are other mothers.
Yeah, I still have that same. You've heard my
washing machine is singing.
I know.
That's what I say. It's a robot. Done.
Yeah, you've heard my. I give myself more work than I should. Valentine's Day theory. Valentine's Day activity. I also do it on Mother's Day. So Nathan makes a Mother's Day craft for all the women in our family. So I've taught Nathan since this age, like he sits down with me and this year we made flower pots that he painted for my mom, for his grandmother, Jeff's mom, for Jeff's great grandmothers, for his aunts, for like my sister-in-law, for like everybody in their family, because I want to teach Nathan that all the women in his life are important.
Yeah.
So I've made it a point that I'm going to teach him. And I, in a way, yes, it is Jeff's responsibility to teach Nathan to appreciate me as his mother.
Right. More than it is your responsibility.
But I have also put it on myself.
It's your responsibility to teach him to appreciate his father.
Yeah. So I've put myself on that. I just want to show Nathan, okay, well, you need to appreciate all the women in your life. You need to appreciate the men in our family that have, you know, are your role models. Like, I just don't get how somebody can, and again, that's why we go back to white people problems. Like, I just can't see,
I really don't like that. I don't think this is just white people problems.
It's not, but we just say it because it's like,
there's so much Hispanic people that are awful.
Yeah.
There are people in every single culture that are just fucking awful. Terrible, terrible people. Like, this isn't isolated to white people.
No, yeah, yeah, but we just say
now, like, you want to talk about, you know, mass shootings and suicide, that's totally a white people problem.
We don't talk about those things on our podcast. But like, I
save it for your podcast.
Yeah, like my thing is that, like, there's like a level of extended family
podcast adjacent.
Yeah, podcast adjacent. Like, there's a level of extended family that majority of the ethnic culture has more of, because that we see and they've established that. Like, that, I'm not saying that Anglo-Saxons don't have this, but
it's more common.
You see it more common. So to me, it's imaginable.
Unimaginable.
Sorry.
Not to go with the words.
There's a couple of wine.
A couple of wine.
As it is on me as well. It's unimaginable to me that anybody could want to isolate themselves or their family in this way. Because I just can't see this going well for someone.
No, but that's why I say you don't understand what has happened in that person's relationship. To me, this guy doesn't sound like he's in a healthy relationship. Whether it's all on him or whether it's a shared, and usually it's usually shared. You know,
that, I mean,
there's definitely a problem.
I don't know that there's ever a relationship where everything is one person's fault.
That there's
everything.
I just think that there's something fundamentally wrong in the relationship in general. If one spouse does not want to celebrate the other. And that's, again, might be my harsh way of looking at the world. But that's, to me...
And truth be told, that should happen every day.
Right, but, like, there's special occasions. That's like you telling me it's not my birthday, so I don't need to celebrate you today on yours.
Yeah, no, that's not how this works.
That's
not how any of this works. So, that's not how this works. That's not how any of this works.
At all.
So, yeah, that... You do not speak for husbands.
Yeah, and
you speak for yourself. You may speak for a select few other husbands that may range from bitter to asshole to I have no fucking idea. But Dave, you don't speak for me.
Dave, would you like to put a PSA warning to any man or any husband that is listening to this and thinks this is a good idea?
Listen, I am the ultimate libertarian. You do whatever the fuck you want to do. I'm not going to respect you for it.
You're going to probably get smothered at night.
Yeah.
No, that's, I mean, that's...
Your cupcakes are going to get poisoned.
That's fine. I mean, whatever.
Dude,
you know?
We're just... as a Mama Zimmer, though, public service announcement. If you believe that... Oh.
I was like, what was that noise?
If you believe that this man speaks for all husbands, and this is a genius idea, prepare to be smothered.
I suggest you think again.
Yeah, just because... think about it. Think about your life. Think about your family. Take a
pause.
Do you really want this person making your life decisions?
My ultimate philosophy in life is don't ever think that you know everything, because you haven't probably thought about it from another perspective. Don't assume that you're going to speak for everyone. All right. Don't assume that you deserve anything. All right. Everything's got to be earned. All right. If you're a mother, you got to act like a mother to be appreciated on Mother's Day. Likewise for fathers. And if you're a father, you got to appreciate your kids' fucking moms.
Yeah.
So just, think about everything.
Be a mother lover, not a motherfucker.
No. Fuck them.
I mean,
fuck them good and hard.
Oh, and I stepped into that one.
Yes, you did.
Okay.
I blame you for that.
So let's talk about the wine.
The wine was really good. I really do appreciate this wine.
I do. I like it a lot.
It was very smooth. Diana. Thank you, Diana. It was very smooth. It was not in any way bitter.
Mm-mm.
No, it was yummy.
It didn't, and we did eat it with cookie dough.
Cookie dough.
And it paired well. Yeah, the Josh
wine. Josh Sellers.
Josh Sellers.
Merlot.
Joshua.
You say it because you say Merlot better.
Merlot.
I can't do that well. Oh my God, it's Merlot. I can't do that.
Ermaker. It's Merlot.
Sorry, that's awful.
Isn't that our claim to fame?
Awful. It really is. Thanks.
Yeah, it really was.
Hi, ACAS.
Is that the one that ACAS listens to?
Exactly. That's why.
I got four commercials the other day. I got one in the beginning. I got two in the middle, back to back, and I got one at the end.
Nice.
That means that people are listening.
Now, yay! If more people listen, then maybe we get actual funds from it.
We're getting funds. It's just not
lots. It's not enough lots to like cash out.
We are actually trying to like beg for products.
Yes. Because apparently one of our sponsors is Rachel Soul Box of Style. So Rachel Soul Box of Style.
Hey girl.
If you want to send us a box of style.
Hey girl. Hey, we will definitely review it.
We'll take it, baby.
I emailed Tim.
Yeah.
Oh, I emailed Tim. Oh, okay. I was like, Tim, what's up, bro?
Tim, what's up, my homie?
What up, T?
We are now friends on LinkedIn. it totally came up on my LinkedIn.
I saw that. You could check us out and other great podcasts on the Geek Bro Network.
Yes.
You can find us on all of our social media at Mamas and Merlot.
MOMMASAND. MERLOT.
You can also email us at mamasandmerlot@gmail.com.
Yes.
You can check us out on the Geek Bro Network, where you can find other amazing podcasts like What's Up Bro, Cosplay Fame,
Zeros on Heroes,
MT What's Geek. Good, Mount Geekmore, Shiver, House of Heal. Did I forget anything?
There's a new one coming soon.
It's coming.
Did you say What's Good?
Yes.
And Zeros on Heroes?
Yes.
Okay.
And we said Shiver.
Yeah.
I got the other ones. Those are the two that...
There was an overlap. But we did say about...
Yeah, we will be announcing a new podcast
soon. There's a whole shit ton of them. If you go to Geekmore, they're all there.
Geekbro.net.
Geekbro.net. Geekbro.net. You'll find all of the family of podcasts.
The Geek Bro family.
If you like us, we appear in a bunch of other shit now, apparently.
We're rotating
all of the podcasts.
Recently, I have guest starred on
You've been on three podcasts in 2 days.
Yeah, this is
I need to be on a
technically four if you count Newsy as a separate podcast.
Oh, that's true, you're right.
I've been on four episodes.
Podcast, but a different episode.
I feel I need to be on a Woobro, by the way, because I am the only mama that has not been on a Woobro.
You can be on
a Woobro.
Take a
Monday off.
I'm on Woobro now. I invite you to be on Woobro.
So yeah, so
Steph's leaving to Australia for a couple of weeks.
When your blue-haired panelist leaves, I can replace the blue-haired with my blue hair.
Yes. Australia for like 2 months, so.
Yeah, so I'm sure they'll need help. So if you take a Monday off or something, you can definitely be invited.
You can be sick.
Facts. So yeah, so you can, I mean, you'll be able to hear our stuff on WooBro. Mm-hmm. She's been on the panel recently. This week, I did a WooBro. Last night, I did a Geekmore with Missy. So if you love Missy, you can check her out on the next episode of Geekmore that's coming out same day that this releases, hopefully, yeah, if I can edit this on time.
You were both really funny, by the way.
Oh, good.
I listened to the Newsy today, and I rather enjoyed it. So
I like that I made Jeff laugh. Yeah. I was very proud of myself. But I high-fived myself.
Yeah, you and... I think that we have, like, spurts of comedic timing. We that do. Neri may disagree.
I would hope that being with Neri for... what, 9 years, almost something 10 years, rubs that off something would have to have rubbed off on me.
Neri has told me on multiple occasions I'm not funny.
There's a dirty joke there somewhere.
Yeah.
Oh, it is. It's there. I'm just choosing to sidestep it.
Yeah, Neri has told me on multiple occasions I'm not funny, but sometimes I say funny things without knowing it. So I will take it.
I think you're funny.
I think you're funny. We wouldn't have done this podcast with you if we didn't think you were funny.
He says I just get lucky.
He's an ass.
No, Neri's my BFF. See, I was
my
nice.
My BFF is here today.
I was nice.
BFF Vanessa.
You owe me a movie still.
Yes, and popcorn.
Yes.
I haven't forgotten.
I fed Dave pizza crust via FaceTime yesterday.
Nice.
It was delicious.
Romantic.
I was like, when did you FaceTime with Dave? Because Jeff was FaceTiming me during like, Geekmore.
What?
Right before they started doing Geekmore. And I was like being was silly I? And eating. Oh. And I'm like, hold on, here comes Dave. I'm going to feed him.
Well, there was one night where like Link wouldn't go to sleep and they hadn't started recording yet. So every once in a while, I did it tonight. I'll do this sleep thing that Jeff does to him. Sleep. So I did it to him. And then he was like, till Jeff. So I FaceTimed David because I knew he was here so that Jeff could do the sleep thing.
Sleep.
My husband is
Jeff
weird.
Teaches our kids to say lots things in deep voices.
Yeah.
Sleep and spurs.
Still, I don't know how long it's been. It's been, what, like 2 years since that?
Yeah.
No, I do appreciate the fact that, like, your kids agree to space for Star Wars, but Link adamantly said no.
He just says it, like, for space in general because he knows what Star Wars is. So.
But he was like, no,
he knows it takes place in space, right. But it is Star Wars.
Yeah, but he was
just like Star Trek because he associates it because he'll see Star Trek and he knows the difference between Star Wars and Star Trek.
Well, with a father like you, I would hope so.
Right, and he knows the difference between Star Trek the original series and Star Trek the Next Generation because he knows Captain Picard and he knows Captain Kirk.
Not Geekmore.
But he knows that they both take place in space.
Lovely. Okay. Space. That's our show. And cheers.
Cheers.
No?
Cheers.
Yeah. That was-